And welcome back to WSHIT. Every Sunday we join Pastor Larry Schronker as he mumbles to the Lord in tongues. Let us join the prayer service now in session.
Yes, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, touch this right now. Touch this situation. Touch this situation by the power of God. Touch this situation by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Let us pray to Gornk indeed.
Touch this situation by the power of God. Touch this situation by the power of God. The power of God. The power of God.
Absolutely inspirational, Pastor Larry. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Live from Detroit, the Jeff Dwoskin Show. As always, I am your host, Jeff Dwoskin. I know you love listening to my podcast, and thank you so much. But I do want you to check out The Commercial Break. It's another great podcast with my friend Brian and Chrissy. They do it twice a week, every week, and they're good friends of the show. Brian's a regular guest on Crossing the Streams. But definitely check them out and get them on your podcast rotation list.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
But then one day, I was sitting in my father's office and he was watching Comedy Central, and up popped a set from Norm Macdonald, where he did a joke, a very long joke, that he set up the premise was, you know, what if your neighbor for Halloween pretended to be an axe murderer, but then really went and murdered everybody and then pulled off the mask as a joke, right? It was a very macabre joke.
Right.
And I'm not sure half the audience got it, but I thought the delivery was so fucking funny.
It was
and
great.
And I laughed out loud. I'll never forget thinking to myself, like, this is the moment when I think comedy or being funny is a noble profession.
I'm a Zumba dance instructor, and I'm an extreme cheapskate.
A Zumba dance instructor.
Zumba.
Everybody's all into Zumba.
It's fun.
Is that
I've taken it.
My Astrid's been to a few classes.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and she's like at the gym, and then I'll go to the gym with her and I'll work out. I mean, when we actually had time to work out. But she was, you know, behind the glass and doing the whole Zumba thing, and she's like, you should come in and join me. There's like other guys. I saw those other guys.
All right, thank you. Did you want to try some of those?
No, it's okay. It's
you sure?
Yeah, it's there's not a lot there.
I mean, really, is it one rib? Did he say you want to try some of it?
Did you want to try some of it? I left the bone for you. Do you want to try? That's the best part.
There's not a lot there.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, another episode of The Commercial Break. Good day to you.
Woo!
Best to you, Chrissy Hosey.
Best to you, Brian Green.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. I start on kind of a somber note today because just some time ago, I mean, depending on when this runs, but we're just learning about Norm Macdonald's and the end of his fight, I guess a long fight, with cancer.
Yeah, that's so sad.
When I was a young man, Comedy Central rolled out. And Comedy Central, probably back in like the very late 80s, Comedy Central was a channel and just kind of popped on our cables, you know, our basic cable package. They only ran stand-up acts.
They did. That's right.
3 or 4 minute bits from stand-up acts over and over again from like the Comedy Store and the Punchline and wherever. I mean, these are recorded sets that these comedians were doing. They weren't doing specials. It wasn't from Dave Letterman. It wasn't any of that shit. It was just literally 3 or 4 minutes of a comic, like a music video, like MTV played music videos. And I'm sure that was the concept that was pitched at first, at least, is, you know, MTV for comedians. We're going to put these little 3-4 minute sets together. It would say the name at the bottom, where they were, where it had been recorded, when it had been recorded, and then on to the next one, and then on to the next one. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for many, many months on end, if not a year, I don't know, for forever. But when it came on at first, I would tune in every once in a while between watching MTV as very young, like maybe 12 years old. I would tune in every once in a blue moon. But then one day, I was sitting in my father's office and he was watching Comedy Central, and up popped a set from Norm Macdonald, where he did a joke, a very long joke, that he set up the premise was, you know, what if your neighbor for Halloween pretended to be an axe murderer, but then really went and murdered everybody and then pulled off the mask as a joke, right? It was a very macabre joke.
Right.
And I'm not sure half the audience got it, but I thought the delivery was so fucking funny.
He was
and
great with
I
that.
I laughed out loud. I'll never forget thinking to myself, like, this is the moment when I think comedy or being funny is a noble profession.
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy made me laugh out loud, like really tickled me with this particular very like weird and dark joke and the way that he delivered it. And of course, we all remember him from Saturday Night Live, the best Weekend Update podcast, best Weekend Updater that had ever lived. The thing with Norm is, though he had many television shows, no one ever really knew what to do with him. So all the television shows, while he was super funny, they were always canceled. None of the audience got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He ended up being the best talk show guest that ever lived, for sure, without a doubt. Anytime he was on a talk show, I wanted to see it because he was just going to be so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's so witty, quick.
Yeah, I think he will be one of those.
But deadpan, kind of, too.
So deadpan.
Mm-hmm.
And what else I liked about Norm was he laughed at himself. Every joke that he told, he giggled under his breath a little bit. You know, he'd tell a joke and they'd be like, he was laughing at himself. He wasn't laughing. I think the trend nowadays with some comedians is they laugh at you, right? They're smarter than you are. They tell the joke and they're funny because they're more intelligent than the crowd. Norm was never like that. I think he understood that some of his stuff was weird and he giggled because he knew it was funny and he was just waiting for you to catch up with it, right? So he was laughing with you and not at you. And I always liked that Norm didn't take himself too seriously. I think Norm is probably will go down as one of those people who was not recognized in his time enough. He should have been way more popular than he ever was. Now that he's passed away, everybody's coming out of the woodwork and talking about what a genius he was. But I didn't see a lot of those people saying the same thing when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not that they should have. I'm not trying to pour gasoline on a fire. I'm just saying that I think Norm was so underrated. I think he's one of the best comedians that ever lived. I think he will be remembered as one of the best comedians that ever lived. He is a true original. Like, there is no one else out there like him. R.I.P. Norm Macdonald.
Absolutely.
And he will be sorely missed. And yeah, that's all I got to say. Well, I'll just say one more thing. I was watching the last time he was on David Letterman, which was like the last week of Letterman. And I had never seen Norm ever get emotional about anything. He was always very goofy and silly. And he was never really emotional. Like, I never seen the guy cry or anything. Not that he would. He's a stand-up comic. Why would you see him cry?
Right.
But when he was saying goodbye to Dave, when he at the very end of his set, he talked about how when he's 13 years old, he saw Dave do stand-up. And I found, just like I'm saying about Norm, he said about Dave, I was 12 years old, I saw this joke and I remember thinking that is the funniest thing I've ever heard and it made me want to be a comic, right? And when, as he was telling this story, he started to cry. He got very choked up.
Oh.
And I don't know. It's just sad. It's really sad. And to fight cancer for 10 years without telling anybody is a pretty noble thing to do.
I know.
Also.
My God.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want to make it a big deal. He didn't want people to get stressed about it. Yeah.
I get that.
I'm not sure even the people who were closest to him knew. Apparently they didn't because they're all like, wow, I had no idea that Norm was fighting cancer for 10 years.
Yeah.
Fuck cancer. And onward and upward, Norm. You will certainly be remembered by me here and us here at the commercial break. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by DBS Alliance. I've told a lot of stories about when I was younger. I worked in the restaurant industry for many years. The restaurant industry is full of characters and oftentimes can be rough around the edges when it comes to drugs and alcohol, which can take its toll on your mental health. But it's also a place where there's a lot of love, and oftentimes a restaurant crew can be considered your second family because you spend so much time there. That's exactly what happened with a dear friend of mine that passed away just about a decade ago from suicide. He actually jumped off of a building And I kept thinking to myself, and I keep thinking to myself, if I just had had the opportunity to sit down with this young man and have one more conversation, I know for a fact that I could have talked him out of jumping off that building. We were that close. DBS Alliance is trying to bring awareness to this fact. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the US amongst all age groups. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans may deal with mental illness problems, and about 20.9 million Americans have a mood disorder. Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance provides free support groups, wellness tools, and inspirational stories to guide you on your path to holistic mental health wellness. My friend is not alone. On average, there are 130 suicides a day. Think about that, 130 people, and it's probably more during the pandemic. Middle-aged and older adults have a higher rate of suicide than adolescents and young adults, but it's a problem amongst all age groups and growing amongst younger children. Women are 1.4 times more likely to attempt suicide, and men are 3.6 times more likely to die by suicide. So how can we help? Well, there's a couple things that we can do. First of all, if you think something is off with one of your friends or family members, reach out and say something. If you feel like something is off with yourself, reach out and say something. And reach out to learn more about how you can start conversations about mental health and suicide in your community by visiting dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. That again, dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. I know a lot of us out there feel the same way. If we had just had one more opportunity to talk to that person, we might have saved our lives. This is your opportunity to start that conversation. dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. Thanks so much to DBS Alliance for being a sponsor of this program, and please reach out if you need help.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
So on to the show. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Watch all the video, listen to all the audio, and if you would, at the commercial break, if you'd like to jump in on our next contest for win some cold hard cash or what we let, or we may start TCB coin. I might start an altcoin.
Oh, good.
That's all the fad. That's all the rage these days, the pump and dump schemes with your own altcoin. So I figure,
altcoin.
You know, if there's a good scam going on, we might as well get in on it too.
We should.
So I'm going to start the TCB
we'll get
coin.
On that, Monster Hunters.
Yeah, I'm Monster Hunters, ASMR.
We're going to look into that.
Get rich, get lose, you know, get poor quick real estate schemes.
Get poor quick.
I want to make money on all of it.
Yes.
On all of it. So go to tcbpodcast.com. That's
also
where you can connect
holidays.
With us. And happy holidays to you,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Yes. And I know I'm sorry I started on such a somber note, but
oh, that's okay.
I thought
I
something needed
it.
To be said. Yeah, every once in a while, I guess we can be serious. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother-in-law always tells me, he's like, you guys are like, always trying to trying to be, but you guys are always so funny. Like, it's always funny. It's always on, right? He's like, you know, you don't have to always be funny. Like, you can actually talk about shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no one wants to hear what I have to fucking say about anything. And well, he's like, I think you'd be surprised.
Wisely.
Yeah. Yeah. You, yeah, that's true. I'm not gonna start talking about masks or vaccinations anytime soon. No sorry, Bob. So go to At the Commercial Break. Follow us because we have a new contest coming up. You'll find more about that on Instagram and here on the show. We'll give you more details in the upcoming week. 661 best to yo. That's 661, the word best, the number two, y-o. We just have this big discussion about why not best to you, and I'm like, it is actually best to you, but people were having a hard time figuring out that
If you type it into your cell phone,
yeah,
the cell phone doesn't recognize it like the old phones used to.
Yeah. If you would have dialed that into a rotary phone, you would have been just fine. Right. It would have dialed you right the fuck up. But the truth is,
it would have just gone ahead and gone.
It's bad planning on my part. But it's the closest thing I could get.
Yo.
Okay, best to yo. BEST, the number two, YO, 661, best to yo. If you buy a product or a service from one of our sponsors, you can send us a screenshot to that same number. You can text message that same number and with your name and address, and we will send you out a TCB collectible sticker. We are on series number one. It's a Memfo sticker. We'll also be at Memfo coming up on October 1st through the 3rd, October of 2021, in case you're listening to this far into the future.
Yeah.
And come find us.
If you are, what's it like? What's it like in the future?
Send a text message. Tell us. Come back.
Is it everything you thought?
Probably not. It's probably a fucking
mess. We should
do
like a time capsule.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We could do like a commercial break time capsule.
We could at least just make it a year long, you know, say, what do we think next year is going to be like or something like that? I don't know.
We could like, you know what? That's a good idea.
I always like those time
capsules. That's a good idea. We'll do a show. We'll do like a show time capsule where we say,
yes,
in a year, what's going to be going on?
Right.
We'll give ourselves
our guess.
Yeah, we'll give our guesses. We'll talk about what's going to be going on in politics, what's going to be going on in, you know, pop culture, world affairs.
Yes.
Technology. Sports. Yes. What else? Sex with
Let's look
dolls.
At what's that game where you choose the categories? It's not life, but Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit.
We'll just go with those categories.
Ah, okay, that's not a bad idea. I like that idea. So I was going to say, speaking of time capsule, my wife was up there cleaning out the attic with my brother-in-law. And there's just a bunch of shit up there. We've traveled from one house to the other that traveled with me from like my teenage years all the way to here. It's stuff that I never looked at. You know,
oh
just
my God.
Shit in a box that I didn't want to throw away.
I just recently had to do that from my dad's house. And it was, whew, you're looking at stuff from when you're 17.
I know.
I'm guessing you just did.
I came across gold. Gold for the TCB crowd. Let me tell you what I found. I found hours, and I mean hundreds of tapes, the blank cassettes.
Yeah.
That of me playing guitar and singing into the cassette tape recorder.
Just you and a guitar.
Me and this guy, me and that girl, me and this person. Many of these are drug-induced nights. So I know when my voice is like three octaves higher that it's me on cocaine. And I know when I'm slurring, it's me hammered. And then there's times I'm sure, you know, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I'm probably all, you know, viked out or something like that.
That lyric?
Hey! We used to play this game when we were like just high as shit. We would play this game where it would be, I do a lyric, you do a lyric, right? Oh. I'll start playing guitar and I do a lyric, you do a lyric. We write it down and we'll make a song.
Yeah.
In one of my houses, we had a whiteboard. We like lived, me and this guy named Dave, we lived in the screened-in porch of a one-bedroom apartment.
Really?
Dave and I did. Yes,
oh,
we lived
you
there
shared
together.
A bedroom.
We shared a
you
bedroom.
Shared a porch.
We shared a porch. Okay. I was on the floor. He had a little cot, like a military cot.
My God.
And then inside the house, we were like, when you open the screen door to go, so cold, rain, snow, whatever. We lived through it. We slept there on that floor no matter what happened. So some nights were freezing fucking cold. Some nights you basically had to sleep in the nude and fan your nuts off. I mean, it was so hot. When you walked in the screen door or when you the entrance to the screen porch was this tiny little kitchenette, right? And then we put a big whiteboard up there. And we used to write lyrics to songs on the whiteboard when we were so snowed out we didn't even know what the fuck was going on. And I found some of those tapes.
This sounds like a great story for Behind the Music.
Oh, it's Behind the Cocaine is what it is. Behind the Cocaine. I am gonna.
Why were you living on a board?
Well, because cocaine. Okay. What prompted you to live on a screen porch? Cocaine.
it was a great idea. It kept me warm at night. Cocaine. I don't know. I don't even know. This guy named Booty. His name was Booty. Booth. His name was Booth. I don't want to give his first name away, but we called him Booty. Like, he was...
Oh my God.
A big old Texas boy, and he just was like, who are those two fucking rats sleeping in my... He didn't care as long as we paid him the $100 a month or whatever.
It was a crazy time.
He's
like, I got a place. It's my porch.
It's my porch.
There's room for two.
We convinced him to sleep in the screened-in porch. We thought... And we were so obnoxious. Like, we'd be up all night long playing guitar, and snorting lines, and drinking Bud Lights. And there'd be Bud Light cans all over the place. I mean, we're like 21 years old. There's no responsibility in us whatsoever. And this guy actually had a fiance at one time. He moved here at one time. That's right. He would go over to her house all the time. That's why I think we didn't get bothered. And then there was another guy who lived in the apartment too. But he also had a bad drinking problem, and he slept at the bar some nights. We opened and closed the bar. So listen to this. So the guy...
That sounds like...
it was the worst of the situation. I'm pretty sure that's not permissible by the leasing office. Yeah. So
leasing office. Forget about pets. They've got two guys sleeping on the porch.
I know. And people would go out to the woods to walk their dogs, and we'd be out there playing guitar and snorting coke.
Hey. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. We've been up since Tuesday. Yeah. What day is it? Saturday? Sweet. So Booty had a truck that sat outside under a blue tarp. And the leasing office came to him, and he had taken it from Texas, and it had been there for 9 months. And it was this old Toyota truck, like one of the dinky little Toyota trucks.
Yes.
You know, I'm taller than the Toyota truck, right? Just a horrible piece of shit truck. But I did not have a car.
And so it was grand.
Nor did I have a license, but at least not one that I had on my person. I had lost it many years earlier. So the leasing office comes one day. And then, I can hear them talking, Booty's kind of getting all riled up, and he's like, fine, whatever. Comes back and he's like, I gotta get rid of the fucking truck with the blue tarp. Neighbors are complaining. And I'm like, I'll take it. And he's like, you'll buy it. And I was like, I'll buy it. And he goes, how much you buy it for? And I was like, $200. And he's like, $300 and you got a deal.
Oh,
I bought a Toyota truck for $300.
Okay.
So we go outside the next day and we take off the tarp, and it's a piece of shit, and it's got mold all over it, and the seats are coming off, and there's not even – the radio doesn't work, so I have to put a boom box in there so I can play my cassettes. And it's a stick shift, which I barely know how to drive. So he goes, Brian, I took this from Texas 9 months ago, and the 3 years previous to that, it had been on a farm, and I never once got an oil change in it. Never once changed the oil. You must change the oil. First thing you should do, change the oil.
Definitely.
Go get the oil changed. 6 weeks later, I am driving down the highway, and I literally put a rod through the roof of the hood of the car. Boink. A rod came up through it because the engine seized up and the rod broke the whatever and the thing broke the whatever.
Boink.
Yeah. And I just you should have. It was the most awful noise I've ever heard. Clack, 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 clack.
Oh, God.
And I managed to roll up one of the exits, and I find a payphone, and I call, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm not paying for this car because I hadn't given him the money yet. I'm like, I'm not paying for this car. It just broke. And he's like, did you get an oil change? And I'm like, I was going to do that today.
Yeah, I was on my way.
He's like, it's 9 o'clock at night. I was like, but I was on my way back from the drug dealer's house. Poor Booty. He suffered us fools. And just...
Wow.
What am I going to say? I was 21 years old. And
the good old days.
None of us are proud of our past. And some of us aren't proud of our present, but I try. I have been digging deep in the annals of the internet.
As you do.
As I do. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring attention to something that I think is kind of a disturbing thing that's going on out there in the world. You know, there's these extreme couponers, right? We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a future episode. But there are people who take it a step further. They call themselves extreme cheapskates.
Okay.
And what they do is they try and save a penny every single place that they go, or pick up a penny every single place that they go.
Okay.
And they will do things never use electricity except when they have to like walk in the hallway at night, they might flip on the light for like 5 seconds just to see where they're going.
Wow.
Right. They never use the air conditioning. They've sold their air conditioning unit to someone else, or, you know, they dumpster dive for everything that they eat or they take home. They ask other people if they're eating, you know. You know, you go to like the food court at the mall,
yes,
and you're done with your food, oh, and you have a couple, wow, bites of your cheeseburger left, and they come over and they go, are you done with that cheeseburger?
Oh.
And then you say yes, and they take it from you, right? They're like, okay, can I have that? Sure. I guess. I'm just going to throw it away. These people do crazy things to save a dollar.
Hmm.
Crazy things. I think it's kind of disturbing, but some people just live like this. This is, you know, they're...
Yeah, it's a fine line, I think, you know, because I do, I like to turn off the lights when I leave a room. I like to, you know, generally be...
Good for you.
Thanks, Thanos.
Go for Thanos.
Thanks, Thanos.
I don't even think we've run that episode yet. Which is probably confusing you guys, but there's an episode where we called Thanos, and this is Thanos.
Good for you.
Thanks, Thanos. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can understand turning off the lights when you leave the house.
It can become an obsession, though. Yeah, I could see
absolutely
how it would be.
Like my dad when
like
I was
no
a kid.
No waste.
Yeah. Oh, like we'd be all.
Because I get mad about that, too, like in our refrigerator. Like Jeff and... The kids, they want bananas. Every time I go to the grocery store and I get the bananas and the bananas go brown, I'm not getting the bananas anymore, guys. Jeff, if you're listening, not getting the bananas anymore. You don't eat them, and I hate throwing away food.
Jeff.
So I can kind of see where it can go, take it a step too far, though.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. I remember when I was a kid, my dad like bordered on this because he wouldn't turn on the air conditioning. He turned on what was called the whole house fan.
Oh, the fan.
Which is, you know, the fan in the ceiling.
The overhead
that
fan.
That would just suck in air from the, and it would suck
central?
In
90s. Central fan?
Yeah, central fan. Or we called it a whole house fan. And it would just suck in. I remember we would go to the lake.
You're like sweating.
I know.
But there's a breeze, but you're sweating.
So what ended up happening is everybody got a fan in their room. We had the whole house fan, and then everyone had one of those little box fans that sat on the floor in their room, and we would all end up laying in front of them, you know, during the middle of the night because it was just so hot. I know, and my dad would think this whole house fan was just the cat's dick. I mean, he was just like, he was so impressed with himself that he didn't use the air conditioning. And I love my dad. Another thing that commonly happened is we'd all get in the car.
He is enjoying a nice retirement right now, isn't he?
He's a millionaire.
Okay, there you go.
He's got lots of money. I, on the other hand, am not a millionaire. And I've got 7 lights going on in the studio for a show that no one watches. So one of the things that would happen frequently, we'd all pack in the car to go somewhere, and my dad would not be in the car because he would be running around the house making sure that every electrical thing was unplugged or turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get home and we have to go around plugging everything back in and turning on the lights, you know?
Yes.
I guess with 4 boys, you have to watch your pennies. But these people take it to the extreme. And so I've got a couple of examples of that if you'd like to listen.
What am I saying?
If you like to listen, I'm going to play it anyway. It's like you have a choice. You're here. That's the whole point of the fucking show, Brian.
I like that you get my buy-in.
Yeah.
It's good to get my buy-in. Might be a time I say, that's it. I have said it about a couple things.
Yeah, there is a couple things. But I agreed with you on those. Because when we got into it, we were like,
this is weird.
There's a couple episodes that y'all will never hear. Because when I recorded when I started thinking about the episode, I put it together. It was funny in my mind. Mm-hmm. But as it started to play out, it was just either borderline creepy, racist, or it just ended up being something that just didn't play well or that we didn't agree with. We were like, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
But Cheapskates, like, I think we can all agree on. No, we couldn't make it funny. Things. Yeah, we were both like looking at it like the ASMR video was almost like that. The little 11-year-old who was going to knock people out and take a picture of them.
Weird.
Oh my God. Go back and listen to the ASMR video. That is really, really strange.
That being said, we're going to start our own channel, our own ASMR video.
We're going to have our own ASMR. There's going to be
at least going to have a video.
There are going to be compartmentiums to our actual episodes. So we might do an ASMR video, a episode about ASMR. We also might append that with an actual ASMR video, or we might listen to Bigfoot hunters. We also may go out and chase
and try
Bigfoot
to in
ourselves.
Brian's backyard.
That's right. That's what's to tell him where it is. We're gonna be on secret location. All right, let's listen to Cheapskates. We'll get into it. And here we go. I don't know what this is, but it's a cheapskate. I love the happy music that comes along with this.
My name's Greg Yensko. I'm 29 years old. I've lived in Cincinnati, Ohio all my life. I'm a Zumba dance instructor, and I'm an extreme cheapskate.
Zumba dance instructor.
Zumba.
Everybody's all into Zumba.
It's fun. I've taken
been to a few classes.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and she's like at the gym, and then I'll go to the gym with her and I'll work out. I mean, when we actually had time to work out. But she was, you know, behind the glass and doing the whole Zumba thing, and she's like, you should come in and join me. There's like other guys. I saw those other guys.
I think I tried to get Jeff to join me too, and he was like, no.
I was like, I do not have a unitard. I do not have a skin tight unitard.
Come on.
I know. One guy literally was wearing a skin tight unitard. He was like 70. One ball was on each side of his leg. And then his dick was just like pointing straight out. You know what I'm saying? Like those little small dicks that just kind of like.
Nub.
It looks like a little button. Yeah, it's like a button you push. Push here for fun.
What's Zumba?
I don't know. Push my button and find out. Anyway.
I'll do a clinical study anytime I can because those pay really good money. I really wanted to buy this lowrider and I had to get $3,500 somehow. I got really lucky. The clinical study that I found online was paying the same amount. I had to put ointment in my butt, but I got a car out of it.
Nothing like your Zumba instructor rolling up in a lowrider.
Nothing like your Zumba instructor having oily stuff leak out of his leotard while you're Zumba instructing. Hey, man, you got some discharge there. That's just a clinical study. I mean, don't worry about that. It smells pretty bad. I think there's blood in there somewhere. You might want to check that out.
That's just a clinical study.
Hey, man, there's literally a hole burning in your leotard right now.
Oh, the clinical studies.
That's just where we inject herpes directly in our assholes.
Yeah. This is the, we're Don't supposed to report back.
Yeah, it's for the safety, the good of all humankind.
That's why they were paying $3,500.
That's right. I can't sit or shit anymore. I have to shit out of this bag, but man, I got my car. I got my lowrider. Yes, you did.
So it was well worth it. I'll do anything to make a buck.
You just use the window squeegees.
Have you heard of OnlyFans?
And you can really wash your whole car with it. I don't know who would spend money on a car wash when you can wash it yourself right here.
So if you can't get the visual there, but what he did was he went pulled up to the gas station. You know, have those squeegees. Mm-hmm. With the water that's like, you know, half trucker piss.
He's out there doing his lowrider.
Yeah.
He was washing his lowrider. Yeah, that's right.
Only under the most brutal of circumstances do I ever pull out that water.
Well, I know because it's dirty.
I worked at a gas station and never once in my 1 year of working at the gas station did anybody ever or ask me to change that water.
Yeah, no.
Ever. It just happened to be there all the time. It's like people were pissing in it or something. I'm not sure.
Hi, welcome to my condo. I got pretty lucky. One of the ladies from Zumba said, hey, my grandpa just passed away. If you want to live in our condo for free. In return.
It's Booty. Booty's mom.
you want to live in my
screened-in porch?
It's a spacious porch.
And I'm supposed to mow her lawn. But, you know, you can't beat free rent.
I agree with that. That I agree with.
This is all from when the guy passed away. He left it all here. I didn't have any furniture. It worked out nice. These are my roommates. We got Raj and Kevin here.
Wait, he's living with
what
a grandma.
Up, Raj?
What up, Raj? What up, Kevin? This is my roommate, Brian.
Chilling in the dead grandma's house.
These are my roommates from the screened-in porch, Dave and Brian. What's up, guys? Cocaine! That's what's up. With all that money we spent on cocaine, we probably could have been living in a really nice apartment together. With central AC and walls. When it rained, everything got wet. I just want to let you know that. Dave's bed would just be soaking. Like, his covers would just be soaked.
Oh,
but he wouldn't
no.
care. He'd be like, it'll dry out in the morning.
Yeah, no worries.
He'd be out there with a hair dryer.
It's painful bringing women back to the apartment because furniture is everything. It's embarrassing.
This place definitely smells like old people.
Yeah. I don't know how much Greg pays for the apartment, but I do know that Kevin and I pay a pretty fair amount.
It's a large three-bedroom con.
Oh, wait.
Ooh, he's making money on something he's getting for free.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's none of their business what he's paying for, but at the end of the day, they're going to see this video and be like, hey, hey, first of all, we want walls. Hey, Kev, we watched your TLC episode. Right. And we were really impressed with how much money you've saved. We want out of the screened-in porch. Yeah. We want walls. We want out of the screened-in porch into the kitchenette area. Mm-hmm. That's what ended up happening during the real cold winter months. Is I ended up sleeping under the kitchenette.
Though, so I knew I'd be able to take my roommates with me and charge them rent, even though I'm living for free.
This is the kitchen. All right, where to begin? There's no point in paying for anything that you should get.
I agree.
Really kind of shitty.
I agree.
For free in life. I never spend money on condiments. Anytime you go to a restaurant, just take extra when you're there.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I would never pay for paper plates or any kind of plate, really. I got lucky. I got these from my my nephew's birthday party. To save money on cups, I actually reuse yogurt cups. I got this from my grandma. This way, they're all labeled. Everybody knows whose cup's whose. But if we
yogurt
get a guest, cups. I actually
Hold
give
on.
Them the
yogurt cups.
Wait, I'm trying to picture because we like the little Chobani.
No, the little yogurt,
And then there's also the Yoplait, which are taller. So is he going with the taller ones?
No, I think, I don't know.
Lip. They have a lip on them.
I didn't watch.
Them.
Yeah, they have a lip on them. Well, I mean, that's so you don't spill on yourself.
Oh, my God.
But you have a guest it's come like over, they're cup. Like, hey, you know, can I get a slice of that cake? Yeah, no problem. Got it out of the dumpster. If you go ahead and get yourself a Spider-Man styrofoam plate from the dishwasher, grab yourself a Yoplait.
Yeah.
Go ahead and grab yourself a Go-Gurt. Fill it up with soda. That I got by collecting old sodas from the street and pouring them together.
Oh, my God.
I spit in it for fizz.
Oh.
Big cup, so it makes them feel special. I don't put them in the dishwasher because the dishwasher wastes way too much money on electric and water, so I just hand wash them in the sink.
Oh.
That There's actually no is a myth. It actually is not.
You use a lot more water washing
hand
dishes
washing.
Yourself.
Yes.
Yes, I know this for a fact because I convinced my wife that was true.
Bulb inside a refrigerator. I took the bulb out of the refrigerator. It saves me almost $40 a year in electric.
Year.
I'm not sure $40 is worth it. I actually want to see what I'm grabbing in the middle of the night.
$40 a year. Okay.
This cake tastes like broccoli, but I'm going to go with it. Because I don't know what the fuck I got in my hand.
This is my closet. When I go shopping, I always leave the tags on the shirt because you never know if it's going to go out of style. So always keep the tags and you can just return them later. I paid for them. It's not stealing if you pay for it.
I'm living the dream.
Wait. Yeah, it's stealing if you use it and then put it back. Come on, man. Come on.
I have heard a lot of people doing this.
Oh, I know. I know women who do this.
But
I have dated women who do this.
No, it's not good practice.
I have dated women who do this. They take an outfit for the night and then they take it back the next day.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a little shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but it's a little shitty.
He's talking about wearing stuff so it goes out of style.
Yeah,
my God.
I mean, what goes out? How long does it take for something to go out of style? I'm still wearing my Quicksilver shirt from 1987. I bought this when I was 12.
As soon as I'm done living the dream, I just return it.
Living the dream.
Biggest money saver in the whole condo is right here in the bathroom.
Greg thinks that he lives a pretty normal life, and most other people would probably think so too until they get to know him. He takes showers with his clothes on.
What? By washing my clothes.
Wait, what?
What?
How do you get yourself clean by taking...
That doesn't even seem like it's saving money.
Nope.
There's time. There's time that's involved then. And like,
okay,
what?
It's story time. You want to hear a story?
Is he washing it with Tide?
Yeah.
Is
no,
he washing it with a bar soap?
I mean, bar soap can get your clothes clean. We've all done that.
Right,
I stayed in Costa Rica for 3 months one time. I bar soap cleaned my same underwear night after night.
But
you want to hear a story?
Yeah.
So one time I was in my, maybe it's my late teens, and I was working in a restaurant. There was a girl who was kind of religious, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and I don't know what kind of religion she was. Didn't matter. She was kind of religious, meaning she was a bit straight laced. We all went to an after party after one night after shift, and yeah. It was someone's birthday, and then we went to someone's house. Everyone's partying, everyone's drinking, everyone's having a good time.
Is it your porch?
No, this wasn't my house. This was someone else's house. So even this girl, let's call her, I don't know, let's call her Betty. Even Betty was getting drunk, right? Mm-hmm. She was a very attractive young lady. And after a while, she starts getting kind of flirty and handsy, right? Mm-hmm. And so we decide at the end of the night that we are going to go back to her apartment. We go back to her apartment, and she goes to take a shower. And I hear from the shower. Now, everyone's pretty drunk at this point. I hear from the shower, why don't you come join me in the shower? And I was like, oh, I don't mind if I do. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I go into the shower, into the bathroom, and there's one of these curtains, uh-huh. right? And so I get naked, thinking like, I get naked, probably Yay. Already at half mast, ready to go, right? And I swing back the curtain, and she is in a one-piece bathing suit,
oh.
taking a shower. She was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you said get in the shower. And she's like, oh, and I'm like, what are you doing is the question. What are we doing?
What are you doing here?
This is the unsexiest thing that's ever happened to me. The bathing suit never came off. I'm just going to let you know that.
Yeah. In the shower with me, I'm saving at least $15 a month because I don't have to use a washer, a dryer, soap. When I take a shower, I keep a bucket in there and it catches all the excess water from me. At the end of the week, when I'm ready to flush the toilet, I take that water and pour it directly into the toilet, and that's what causes the toilet to flush.
Where does the shit go until then?
Oh, God.
Man, that's gross. You're gross. I can't stand this shit. We were having this whole conversation in the car the other day about like farting, like, you know, the types of farts and whatever, right? Just this whole conversation between adults about farts.
Between adults.
And someone made the suggestion, you should do a show about this. And I said, I would if I didn't think I would gag the entire time. Like, I just don't like that. I don't like that conversation. It's not my favorite.
No.
That way I'm not wasting any water.
Oh my God, dude.
I like going on free internet dating sites. By far the best part about online dating is you don't have to spend money on dinner and drinks and wasting gas going places, meeting people. Just get online and it's free. This girl's kind of hot.
How do you get laid?
Video dating?
Yeah, what is the purpose of video dating? Where are you going with it? Like, what's the end goal here, bro? It's the end goal? Another FaceTime phone call?
You don't have to buy dinner.
You don't have to buy dinner, drinks, use gasoline, do any of that stuff. You can just have an online date and then whack off.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you're pretty hot. I got to go and whack off to you. Ciao.
It's been fun. Call you later.
Would you like to marry me? I don't want to have sex until I'm married.
She likes fancy restaurants and traveling. Next.
She likes fancy restaurants. Next. She likes turning on lights.
She likes flushing the toilet.
She likes wearing her own shoe size. So overrated. Next. She likes wiping her ass with paper. Next.
And here's one. She likes shopping and wine tasting. That's way too expensive. Easygoing, homebody, good cook. Oh, she likes camping. Oh, she likes long walks. Long walks
free,
are free.
Free, free.
Free, free, free. I know somebody like this, by the way. When it comes to dating, I know somebody like this. It's bad.
Oh, no.
It's bad.
I like this one. Hi, is Brandy there?
Yeah, what's the phone?
Hey, Brandy, I'm calling from a rotary phone.
He's freezing. He's calling from a payphone.
I'm calling.
No, he won't pay for it.
I know. I'm running on the treadmill to make the phone work.
Hey, I saw your ad.
I've got a couple of old Walmart bags I can use as a condom if things get frisky. They work just as well. It's that same sensation you get otherwise. Don't worry, you won't feel a thing.
Ed online, actually. You look kind of cute. I'm really looking forward to meeting Brandy because we both met on a free dating site. Do you want to go out tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm assuming and hoping that she is a cheapskate.
Poor,
as well.
Unsuspecting girl.
I know. First sure. of all, second of all, this guy's got tight game. Hey, you're pretty hot. You want to go out tomorrow? That's why 2021 is so fucked up, is because that's literally how people date now. It's like, your tits are hot.
Yeah.
How big is your dick? Send me a dick pic and I'll decide whether or not I want to ghost you tomorrow. So bad.
I know.
So awful.
I know.
I'll email you the address of the place, okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
She's like, all right, I guess. Yes. You're going to email me the place? You want to just text it to me? Nope. Costs too much money in electricity. I'm going to email you from the library.
Exactly. The free email.
I'm going to text you, but I don't know what phone number from, because I'm going to literally go out in the street and ask my neighbor if I can borrow their cell phone for a few minutes. Do you mind if I sext from your phone? I'm just going to take a quick dick pic and send it to my girlfriend.
I'm taking Brandy to a barbecue restaurant because it's much cheaper than like a sushi place. But I'm hoping that she ate earlier so she's not as hungry.
Oh my God, dude. Come on,
man. Never assume that. Yeah. My God. Meanwhile, the opposite, and she's probably going out with him Brandy? Just to get a good meal.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably like, well, at least I get a meal out of it. Little did she know.
Oink, oink, my good man.
You guys have any extra ribs that you don't cook?
I'll take all of that barbecue sauce.
Do you guys have any pigs that were too sick to cook?
Oh my God.
Do you have any bones with gangrene on them? I'll take those.
Also 100 packets of the barbecue sauce.
I brought some McDonald's barbecue sauce I got for free. Just going to pour it over
the
phone.
We're having a catering event. Could you put in some plates?
You see that family that just left all those scraps? We'll take those. I'll just suck on the bone. I'll pour some old Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce on it. Put it in my mouth. It tastes just the same.
Just as good.
It's not as filling, but it tastes the same. Your mind doesn't know the difference. Hey, Brandy, you want one of these old bones?
Cheers.
I picked them out of the garbage on the way in.
Oh, my God.
I got a whole basket of bones. Look, there's some moose knuckle right there.
I'll take a basket of bones. Side fries.
I'll take a basket of bones, one potato. Don't worry about cooking it. Isn't it cheaper if you don't use oil and cut it up? I'll take a basket of bones, one potato, two packets of ketchup. I brought my own barbecue sauce.
And a large water.
Do you mind if I wipe my ass with this tissue paper in the basket? I'll take a large water. What I don't drink, I'll flush my toilet with. I'll wash my nuts with in here. Do you mind if I wash my asshole out in your sink? I don't even have to take my clothes off. I just literally scrub through my underwear. I'm going to take one of these bones and stick it up my ass. Could be clean as a whistle. Both the bone and my ass. It's how I eat.
I eat anally
so that I don't shit. It goes the other direction. Do you don't mind if I use my anus, too?
No fork for me.
Would you mind feeding my anus? It saves on digestion costs. It's a lot less expensive for me to digest the other way. I don't have to worry about toilet paper or underwear, any of that shit. No pun intended. I'm going to cut up the steak. Can you feed it to me if I bend over? Thanks, Brandy. You're a real trooper. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm Greg.
Greg,
nice to meet you. What do you think of the place?
I like it.
Pretty cool?
Yeah.
It's different. I love it. They let you, like, keep the utensils and everything.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. 911. She's dialing 911 to the table.
When I first met Greg, he seemed like a nice guy, sweet. Typically, I wouldn't be asked to go on my first date at a barbecue place only because it's messy and he's more casual.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Welcome to Pit to Play Barbecue. How about something to drink?
Welcome to Farm to Ass Barbecue. How can I help you? Oh, hey, Greg. Nice to see you again. I didn't notice you with your face sitting upwards.
Can I have a sweet tea?
Sweet tea.
Is sweet tea free refills on that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Free refills on tea.
Can I just get a water and a to-go cup, please?
Water and a to-go cup?
Yes.
All righty.
That's it?
Are you real hungry?
I'm not starving or nothing.
Oh, so, like, you want to, like, share a meal, maybe?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Did you see the kids menu?
Did you see the kids menu?
Oh my god! Let's share a kids'
meal. Can you imagine if this is a nice restaurant? The waiter comes over. Would you like to take a wine? No. We'll take a look at the juice selection on the kids' menu. Trust me, I've been here before. The wines—they're way overrated.
Everything. Just flip it over to the other side, and it's only $4.95. All right, so we could get a veggie plate. That's only $5.50. Or you could get the sweet and sour hot sauce for only $2.95.
The sweet and sour hot sauce costs $2.95?
I think it was sweet and sour hot slaw.
Oh, hot slaw.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
good. Sweet slaw.
I've learned that Greg doesn't like to spend lots of money. There's nothing wrong with it. Just, it's different.
It's not for me.
You all made the choice. Would you like to order?
Yes. Beep, yes, I think we're...
Like a blues guitar in the back.
No, it's like the people who edit these things, we're all too dumb to understand what's going on. So what they do, I mean, not too dumb. It's just a long used trick by editors. And what they do is they put the music under promoting you to feel a certain way.
Right.
So, you know, when something funny's about to happen, they play the funny music. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
When they, and now they're playing the, you know, we're at the blues place.
Ready.
I'm just gonna take the pulled pork sandwich.
All right.
It's pretty popular
for you
here, right?
It's very good.
Oh, is that pretty good size, the pulled pork sandwich?
It's a nice portion.
Like big enough for two, probably?
Just depends on how hungry you are.
Not real hungry.
Do you mind if I share the meal you're gonna pay for? I swear I know somebody like this. How much do you plan on spending? I just want to know how much we should split the bill for. We haven't even ordered anything. I know. But we should talk about it now. And it's time.
Okay, perfect. Also, can we get a rib?
Okay.
Can I get a rib?
A rack of ribs?
No, just like one rib.
Just one. There it is.
The rack is like kind of expensive. And I didn't know if she would like it, so I thought maybe we'd just get one, just in case.
A taster.
Just like a little teener. Can I get a little teener of your ribs? I'll pay you back tomorrow, I swear to God. Can you front me a rib? Front me a rib, man. Come on. Come on. One rib. Well, you don't care. You got a whole pocket full of ribs.
Can you front me a rib?
Can you front me one rib? If you front me a rib today, I'll pay you double tomorrow. That was the 3 o'clock in the morning. Coke phone call.
Hey, D, what's up?
D.
Hey, D, what's up?
Hey, Brian, what you got?
I don't have any money. And all the ATMs are closed.
ATMs 24 hours, man.
Ah, yeah, they are. Okay, well, not my ATMs. Listen, me and my friend here were just hanging. I know it's 4:15 in the morning. Do you think you could get up out of bed deliver me a gram of cocaine today, and by 4 p.m. tomorrow, I promise to pay you back $70.
Oh, come on, man. It's time to go to bed, Brian. Stop calling me with this foolishness.
Come on, D.
No, man. I got to go to sleep now. He hang up, and then 15 minutes later.
$90. By 3 p.m. tomorrow.
What time your bank open?
2 p.m.
$150 by 2 p.m.
Deal.
For half a gram.
Fine.
Oh, God.
I'm making deals with the drug dealer. 4:15 in the morning.
If you'd like one rip.
Yes, please.
Most guys, when they ask girls to go on dates, they really want to impress or show off. And so it was different.
Not Kevin.
Not Greg.
Yeah, Greg.
Not Greg.
Sorry.
Not Greg, Greg at all. No, total sorry, opposite.
Bob. To see him really not care, it was a little weird.
Here's your food.
You
that's
say.
Being nice.
Yeah, that's being kind.
Yeah. Pulled pork you. Sandwich with a side of mac and cheese.
That looks good.
And here's
that looks
your
good.
Let me get in on that. Let me get in on that. That looks delicious. Do you mind if
I'm starving.
Do you mind if I have 2/3 of that? You should watch your waistline for the wedding.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me? Do you have money?
What's yours is mine. What's yours, mine is yours.
What's yours is mine. What's mine is mine. Do you mind if I have that? I'm really hungry. It's been like 2 weeks since I've had a good meal. I've been living on old Danone yogurts from the trash.
But they're cups. They're good cups.
Did you know how those guys, the old men, go down and feed the pigeons at the park? I slide under the bench and I hold my hand out and I take the bread. I throw it in my mouth. Ka-ka! Ka-ka! They don't know the difference. They're blind. Ka-ka!
Oh, right. Thank you. Did you want to try some of those?
No, it's okay. It's.
You sure?
Yeah, it's. There's not a lot there.
I mean,
it's
is really it one though. Rib? Did he say, do you want to try some of this?
Did you want to try some of this? I left the bone for you. Do you want to try? That's the best part.
You guys, there's not a lot there.
Don't break a tooth. It's just bone. There's not a lot there.
Yeah. Would you want some macaroni?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I would love some macaroni.
Go ahead.
Maybe a little bit of pork.
Thanks. I was waiting for you to ask.
And then he just says maybe a little bit of pork,
I know.
Too.
Maybe a little bit of pork. If I could have your soda. What's in your purse? Can I take a look?
Oh.
Do you have any extra tampons? I use them to clean my teeth. I use them for dental floss.
Oh, my God.
Pork, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll just do about half then. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that would be nice. Thank you.
Oh, that would be nice. Thank you.
Do you this have is a the credit? Best date
yeah,
ever.
Best date
Thanks,
ever.
Brandy.
Thanks, Match.com. Match.com. There's more than one Randy. Greg, whatever his name is. What do you say?
There's not much there.
Yeah, what do you say we split that sandwich? Can I also take a look at your credit card? What do you say we use your credit card for this dinner? Oh, thanks. I thought you'd never ask.
So, what else do you do besides save cups and utensils? What else?
At my condo, like to save money on water, we only flush once a week, and I save like $30 a month easily.
$30 a month? How much are you paying for water? $30 a month to flush your toilet?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So you guys go to the bathroom the whole week, and you don't flush. That's pretty disgusting.
Cool.
You come over, I'll let you flush.
Oh.
Oh, he likes her.
I'll let
We're
you
in love.
Flush.
I'll let you flush twice a week.
Once.
If that's how he wants to live his life, it's good for him. Just too extreme for me. I would never do it.
Here are all the things you asked for.
Oh, thank you.
Let me know if anything else you need.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Do you mind handing me your plate?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take the plate home with me, too.
Take the plate home? Come on, Jeez. Man. This is a little much, dude. Honestly, it's a little
a
much.
A little?
Yeah.
I mean,
you might be hamming it up for the cameras, I understand. Yeah. But this is a little much.
I don't like to waste food.
Are you going to eat the food?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, perfect.
all that. But you can never have too much barbecue sauce.
I agree with that.
No, don't forget your cocoa.
Greg is a very sweet guy, funny, he's a little cheap, but nice guy overall. Thank you for taking me out.
I want a girl like me for me.
Well, I had a lot of fun tonight. Would you want to go out again sometime?
Yeah, I did. I had a good time. Thank you. Even though he's a little cheap, I could look past that, and definitely, he's a really sweet guy, so I would definitely go out with Greg again.
He ordered a rib. He ordered one rib, girl.
There must be no single men in Cincinnati. I mean, what the fuck is going on in Ohio?
He ordered one rib.
One goddamn rib, woman. That's what he ordered. He ordered one goddamn rib.
And they ate half your plate.
And they ate half your plate.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't like you for who you are, then you shouldn't be with them.
Well, I don't like you for who you are, Greg.
Yeah, you're an asshole, Greg.
I don't think I like you. You ordered one rib,
ate her meal, took her plate home, then asked her out on a second date. You got some balls, kid. You got some balls.
That's Zumba.
You want to listen to one more?
Zumba body.
Oh, that Zumba body. I think there's motor oil coming out of your asshole. That's just the latest experiment they're doing on my butt.
I got a car out of it.
I signed up for a 10-year series of anal probes, 3 a week. But I'm making $30 a year. That's $30 you'll never see there, Mr. Cranky Pants.
Who's driving around in a lowrider?
Yeah. Driving around in a 1967 beat-up lowrider?
I do believe that laundry detergent does run a scam on people. I learned how to conserve my detergent by my method at work, drawing blood. The measurements are very precise.
Oh, this lady uses a syringe to measure her detergent.
Oh.
By using the amount that I put inside.
Not the worst thing. I mean, it's like measuring cup.
No, that's true. That's true. Oh, wait. There's another one that I wanted to play for you. Hold on 1 second. Let me play this one.
The ladies at home leave the lights on all day and all night. So what I like to do is just tape it up.
What I like to do is cut off their fingers. That way they can't turn on any lights.
Right.
Now, you know you're breaking the rules.
As Houston residents, Marlon Thomas and his family face some of the highest electricity bills in the country.
I have a funny story I just thought about.
What's that?
Oh, I just snorted. That's funny. No, so we have our electric toothbrush, the charger.
Yeah, yeah.
Plugs into the wall.
Yeah.
It's got the little white thing, and, you know, you can put the thing on there. So anyways, we also have our Sonos speaker plugged into that same outlet. And so I never unplug, and I also have to use that for my hair dryer, all in the same outlet.
Okay.
So I will unplug the toothbrush thing to, you know, the toothbrush charger instead of the Sonos because the Sonos gets reset.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So Jeff, for the longest time, and sometimes I forget to plug it back in. So Jeff, for the longest time, one day he goes, is there a reason why you're unplugging the thing? I said, yeah, because sometimes I use my hair dryer and I forget to plug it back in. He goes, I thought this was like a saving money your dad taught you at a young age. It's just an accident. But
the same thing. I used a razor for my head. I've saved thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars on haircuts.
Oh, God,
right?
You have. Oh, Jeff has got a $100 haircut.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I've been shaving my own head since I was 15 years old. I literally have not been to a barber since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Not even on my wedding day. I only have two plugs, or I only have two plugs.
Yes, right.
So I have my glasses cleaner, little Sonic Care glasses cleaner.
I got one of those,
cleaner.
By the way.
Awesome, isn't it?
I love it. Fucking fantastic.
And then I have my little cup where you put your toothbrush in, your Sonic Care toothbrush.
Yes.
Well, sometimes I unplug the Sonicare because I leave the toothbrush in the shower, right? Yes. And then I'll plug in my razor. I shave my head twice a week. So sometimes, and this happens more than I would like to care to admit, sometimes I will literally, you know, leave the toothbrush there in the morning and then I'll come pick it up at night when I go to take a shower. And then 3 days later, the thing will run out of battery. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just charged it. And then I'll realize many days later that I don't even have the thing fucking plugged in. I'm like, son of a bitch. I do that too.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, how are you supposed to tell? It's a fucking cup that you put it in. It looks gross. It's like the worst of the bad habits. I used to hate that one. The regular toothbrushes and you put it in the cup and in the bottom of the cup got all sludgy. Yeah, it's just disgusting.
Clean it out. Put it in the dishwasher.
Cut costs. This husband and father of two sets strict rules on household energy use.
My dad wants to save money just like anybody else, but he just goes to an extreme doing it.
At 9 o'clock, I shut down the breakers because these guys like to leave the TV on, the radio, the stereo. And by me shutting the breaker off, I'm roughly saving about $100 a month on the electric bill. Around here, it's just a rule. I mean, if they don't like it, they don't like it. I'm paying the bills around here, so, hey, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I can, I can agree with that. Yeah, yeah, it's not the worst thing that's ever occurred.
Time for the breaker to go off.
I feel like I'm going crazy because I don't know anyone in America that is doing that.
My dad is
an extreme penny pincher. It's kind of like fighting the cookie monster for a cookie. Like, can I get a little bit?
By enforcing strict rules in his house, Marlon keeps utility costs to a minimum. But it's his job at the fire.
Marlon keeps utility costs and his sex to a minimum.
Yeah. Is that his wife or his daughter?
It's his wife and his daughter are both talking.
Where he finds real savings.
Marlon is the cheapest person that I've ever met in my life. He does a lot of stuff that I would do at home here at the station.
He's a firefighter, by the way.
The dishwasher is half empty again. I bring my own dishes because this is just a waste. Why wash half a load when you can wash a full load?
That's also a myth, by the way.
Yeah.
You can have just like at least half of it and you're good.
Yeah.
It works out.
I don't understand where these people are getting this shit from.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings his dishes from home to the fire station to wash. Can you imagine me bringing my dishes over to Clear Channel? Hey, don't mind me. I'm over here doing my laundry.
Hey, did you pull out a china plate? I thought that was mine.
Did you get a 50th anniversary collectible Walt Disney World plate? Plastic?
Out of the dishwasher.
Did you get a Dick Tracy plate out of the collectible dishwasher? That was mine.
Tuesday, we have to clean out the refrigerator. So guys leave food in here all the time. So what I do, instead of buying dinner, I take this home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or do you hate leftovers?
Oh, no, I like leftovers.
I hate leftovers.
Okay.
I won't eat them.
If I don't like the meal itself, I won't leave them over. I won't save them.
Okay, fair enough.
But if I like the meal, I will, yeah.
In rare cases, I will eat leftovers, but I very rarely do. I don't know. Something about it skeeves me out. Okay. Like, I can't do it. I'm just like, thanks anyway.
It tastes better the second day.
Yeah, I can get that. Like, some soups and stuff like that taste better the second day. Yeah, sauces. Yeah,
spaghetti and stuff.
Yeah, stir fry or something like that. I love some good cold stir fry. Pizza, I cannot eat after it's been cold.
Oh,
I won't eat it.
I like cold pizza. No.
I think that's disgusting. You people are crazy. Cold pizza is gross.
Oh, one more day. It's good. If I don't clean out the refrigerator, people are going to let perfectly good food go to waste.
Well, that's not for you to decide.
By stockpiling free firehouse leftovers, Marlon saves over $400 a month.
I do not like to eat leftovers from the fire station.
Now I'm not eating somebody else's leftovers.
That's what Marlon is doing. Okay. He's taking everybody else's leftovers.
No, I'm not eating a random other firefighter's leftovers.
That is fucking disgusting.
I'll eat my own leftovers.
Absolutely.
All the guys at the fire station, but I don't really know who's cooking the food.
So what he's doing here, and you can't see this, but what he's doing here is he's literally portioning out chicken from somebody else's meal onto his daughter and his wife's plate, along with old broccoli and some rice concoction that looks like turd.
No.
This is Michelle. It's time to eat. Let's go, guys.
Dinner served.
Dinner! We're having some old corks I saved from the wine bottles and some Chick-fil-A sauce. It's delicious. Get yourself a glass of water from the bird fountain. This one's going to be a little rough going down, but it'll taste delicious coming out. Don't worry about it, girls.
Cook the food. We just have leftovers and leftovers, and who lives off leftovers?
I guess Marlon does.
Yeah.
When you save $400 a month on groceries and there's only three people living in the house, you are literally eating everything that everybody else has left over. Oh my God, that is fucking disgusting.
That's bad.
I couldn't do that.
No, absolutely
if I was,
not.
I would, like, I'd go to McDonald's every chance I got if this was my parent, for sure. Okay, I see that we're running out of time. We've got more of this, and I would like to do another episode on it. So what do you say? We'll take another one here. I wanted to let you know that I have a new show close song. So originally we had the same song open and close.
Yes.
Then we used a new kind of jazzy dazzy do song, right? And now I've found another one.
I like that one.
What do you think?
I like it.
Okay,
I like
it's
it a
got
lot.
A good start, right? Yep, it's got a great sax solo.
Start to the bang.
All right, we'll get back to more cheapskates at a further episode. You know how we like to do. Sometimes we got to stretch it out into two episodes. I don't want to keep you too long. I know your attention span isn't great, Mrs. and Mr. Podcast listener out there. So, but thanks for joining us on another episode of TCB. Here's what I'd like you to do. Go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can find out more information about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes. You can watch all of the YouTube videos. You can listen to all of the audio from the podcast episodes, all from one place, or find us on your favorite podcast provider. If you would like a Series 1 collectible TCB sticker, you can meet us at Menfo October 1st through the 3rd, 2021. Tickets may be available at memfofest.com. It's still on. Got to bring your vaccination or your proof of a negative test.
Yep.
But you'll find all that out on the website if you go there and purchase tickets. Let us know if you're going to be there. We'll let you know where we're going to be. We have a tent inside of the festival. We'll also be roaming around here and there and everywhere, apparently.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you meet us and ask us, and we'll give you a sticker. Or if you buy one of the products and services our sponsors pitch, and you can find those special URL codes, you need to make sure you use the URL and the code, too, please. If you do that, send us a screenshot to 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O, best to yo, 661, best to yo. Leave us a message on that phone number or send us a text message. Give us show ideas. We have lots of fans out there. Listeners, I should say. I don't like calling say fans.
That
makes it sound, I don't know, it's creepy.
We got a lot of peeps.
We got our peeps. We got our listeners out there who send in lots of show ideas, and we use them. So if you got any show ideas, send them in to 661-BEST-2-YO. Add the commercial break on Instagram for your next contest where we give away cold hard cash. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe, comment, like, rate, review on your favorite podcast platform. Okay, what else can I do today?
I think that might be it. I'll take one rib.
Yeah, I'll take two. I'll right up my ass. Right up my ass.
I'll just take one rib.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And R.I.P. Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
A great gift to the world, and how grateful I am to have been alive in the time of Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
My friend, you will be missed.
Yes.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connor.